War and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Parker Pathways. May 21st, 2017. It's the second of a three-hour live program, and my name is Dr. Wynn Parker. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And for that last caller, there was a sentence that came in before the end of the program. They see that the top money in terms of the Bitcoin that's replacing money. But the Chinese yuan has more value than the United States dollar because connected to the Chinese yuan is that concept that's already in action on barter in terms of a person's worth, which, by the way, was a mathematical metric placed by the MIT researcher who went on air and said, we're putting this metric in on Obamacare on the death panel because the people are not smart enough to figure out the value of their own care. And you apply that, and he kept this up, but his sentence structure was actually, they're too stupid to know that. And when I talked and had the interview on this program with Dr. Emanuel, who wrote in the Atlantic Monthly that death at 75 was the metric. Anything beyond that was based upon the value of what you would be traded for. Every remember what I taught you, the 1,200,000 was an advanced metric before President Trump was selected. The Congress, to me, I respect my country. I fought for my country. You can say whatever you like. To take down the flag, take down statues that represent our history, to develop things as part of our basic process of freedom. But the real value that was placed in Thomas Jefferson when he founded the Patent Office, it was the idea that you could have the conception. That's the key word in law and patent law. Conception and possession of your idea was based upon that value of that metric of your worth. That's the way the Constitution was written. And the whole process of President Obama to put in the American Invents Act of 2013 and to place it in and take out that sentence from the Constitution that we as having our own invention and idea that prophesizes the process of worth. When he took that part out of the Constitution, which he did as his first act as a president of the United States, and he said in front of the German Luftwaffe in Germany, before he became president, in front of the thousands of people that cheered him, where the hell do you think that came from? Why did the Germans take that sentence out of the Reichstag? Okay? And then you have a process of today, President Trump is in Saudi Arabia changing history by showing him, we're not going to put your value in there on what our value is. Every person's worth, that's President Trump's words. I don't care if he wrote it or if somebody else wrote it. It was to negate President Obama's changing our Constitution in terms of worth to be now be placed in a lack of currency world, which is the basis of the vision of Pitcon, which I'm trying to put on air today. And this is not an academic exercise. This is, they're telling you, with the symbol, the new and the taking out of the words of the new $100 bill and the value of this. When I put up the facts of being able to say, well, these are my assets in terms of the research that's going on, that's totally legal. You know, I'm not giving you a curveball. Well, the government puts it in the thing, and then they're thinking, now how am I supposed to be able to have a value placed upon something that Thomas Jefferson wrote and President Obama took out and is part of the global system? And what does China want? The intellectual property on the first to file to be their first to file. That's real world. And what is the first to file? It's not the first to conceive, as Thomas Jefferson had, where you have the effective filing date to overrule the filing date of another person. That's called prior art. Well, if you have the first to file and be in any country to do that, what happens if you invent a living cell, as I've helped do, five of them, by the way? Dumb me, I have to think about the lung, you know, because for romantic reasons, and almost kill myself in terms of trying those things, and then to have a thing, and I have the government ask, so what's the value? You know what the value is? You know what we're talking about this morning? We're talking about the real world of putting a value, an artificial coin, on something that does not have a value within the currency. And if you think this doesn't affect you, it's in the death panel of Obamacare, which was not repealed. Remember what these bastards did, our Congress did. They said, if it's not repealed, if the death panel is not repealed by February 1st, 2017, it has to be overridden by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate in order to be able to have that death panel out of there for the metrics. That's the real world. Of course, then you've got the California health people, like the nurses and the people, you know, who come from other countries to come here and do health care. They save their money and go back to their countries, and for the American dollar that they have, they can buy a miniature mansion in their country. Okay, God bless them. But the whole point is they want a single payer, which is what Obama really wanted at the beginning. The reason Trump couldn't get his votes because they couldn't get the two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to take out the death penalty. And that's the real world. We have Jeff from Idaho. Thank you for waiting, Jeff, if you're still there. I hope
you are. Parker, say hello to my little friend is the line from Scarface. Congratulations on the overachieving of your goals today. You know, what we're fighting is the 1764, 253-year war of the Currency Act. Okay? So we're just replaying it right now. And that's what you're talking about right now. And the Federal Reserve note is not a dollar. Dollar is a technical term from the Constitution that's 371.4 grains of fine silver. So if you want to increase that lung tissue, Hey, if you want to increase that lung tissue, look at the Kesey oxide from October 2015 for the generation of HN and the respiratory burst. The voltage and the energy produced couples to the skull through the cavity and the waveguide coupling of all the dielectric energies. You might want to study folded dye lasers with the radon fluoride spiral, highest velocity spiral. The subatomic Walter particles produce all the curves that couple the resonator. The 1996 stolen rift prism design that's in the USS New York is like work by Bill and Ray. And the back of the napkin sketch needs to be verified with a 45-day deadline with additional data from JG would make things move along. The 20,000 names of the Club of Rome depopulation lobby need to be brought forward. The iridium and monoatomic element series for all the land grabs out west illegally affect the operation of the lungs. Current system has been operating highly illegally since 1976. The real world is the is that only America can be saved to back out of the rest of this system. You have the best option now, irrespective of the Western table stakes on the table of today's show. Reading Paul Schrelag's Welsh World Turtle Book issue today, the A-I-N-U, Japanese Kennewick Man, is like the gold warriors and Yamashima's gold for the royal family that are still in North Korea. Arnold Spector of the early death of Ian Fleming is Operation Cyanide. This was Thunderball. Israel is Numek and Spectra in the Bond series, running ISIS, dropping the tears of Allah on Syria.
Yeah, that's drug exactly runners, right. Yeah, that's
the
exactly
drug runners
right.
Acclaimed by, by Fleming brought early death. Miller is the cover-up for 9/11, Oklahoma City, Hillary's treason. He needs to go. A full reset needs to occur for an honest, truthful restart. Atomic hydrogen and self-farming in the corrected system will bring about the new things necessary to revitalize America on the Jeffersonian system, not the Hamiltonian system. The Hamiltonian system was how Washington was bought off to bring the central banks into America, where the Jeffersonian system was always to keep a local Republican system, and that's what Anna's intent is to get back to the local Republican system and to expose the world fraud, because the 150-year fraud that's going on, Dr. Parker, is the Bolsheviks that basically did the Civil War, basically changed the meaning of the word to introduce Satanism as corporatism, so that a person would live on forever, and then the corporations would gain strength. The Mandans, with the last one that survived till 1973, okay, they were eliminated for territorial reasons that go all the way back to the Masada Cherokee children that you can find their DNA in the little water cisterns from research from Joyce Rosenwald, who died in 2011, I think.
Yeah, I remember so, when I brought that out, yeah.
Right. So so these are like these are the systems that you're dealing with. So, you know, if you look at my triangle wave generator for you, you need to get a hold of Jerry and try and talk him into helping you with that.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. I saw that.
That's the structure, and I got about a 42-day deadline to do some other stuff that's associated with that. So, you know, if you can kind of give me some of that other data, otherwise I'm going to kind of really not do anything else because I've got done everything I need to do on that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Right. So
if I can...
I'm not going to try any modeling, any other modeling, because I've kind of got it. Now, if you combine the modeling with the telomerase issue that you talked about and the stem cell stuff, that's the tone that you need for the regeneration.
Absolutely. And the thing is...
All those work together.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, and I'm with you 100%.
Well, I know
doing
that.
Is, what I'm doing right now is fighting for time. And,
yeah.
And
aren't
and,
we all?
Yeah, yeah. But this one's a little different.
Well, yeah, yeah. You're playing. You're playing Never Say Never, and I'm writing on sketch pads.
Yeah. Listen, my friend.
I know.
You.
Yeah. Hey, look at that stuff, and then I'll still work on some other things, but you got the details, and what you need to do is you need to look at the swing of the velocity of the lung rotation to the coupling. Okay? The left hand of God and the right hand of God to get your crystal skull dilaser resonator work. And then you work backwards, supercomputer wise. You take the largest spirals, then the linear twists, and then the round ones. And the ones that have the most twisting have the highest energy density, and that's the starting point to back reflect on a Monte Carlo analysis.
Okay? No, I agree.
The grading is the bottom that causes the scattering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all with the right tone ratio.
Yeah, and that's priceless.
All right. Well,
listen.
I haven't been paying attention to the overseas trip, but you got to stop Israel from doing the things that they're doing. And, you know, they're trying to break up Syria still to get the Qatar pipeline through, right? So, you know, America still has the laws to go back to the Republican form that Anna had. No one else in the world has it because all the fifth column lawyers have basically destroyed all the other legal systems around the world. Bless you. So that's where we're at, Dr. Parker.
Yeah.
That's my summation.
Well, I think you're on right. I really
okay.
do.
And that's all I needed to hear.
Oh, I'm with it.
Okay.
I'm just needing as much.
And you did great. I'm glad your tenure program worked out today. It worked out greater than I had ever hoped for.
Yeah, I know. We made it.
Yep.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be in touch.
You. Okay. Thanks, Si.
Bye. One thing is that always fascinated me about the value of the currency. The whole idea of Public Law 112-86, where you can't spend your Social Security at a liquor shop, or a casino, or a pornographic film house. I want to get into that I want to get to the next caller, Les from Idaho. I hope, thank you for waiting, Les. Les from Idaho? Are you there, Les? All right, Idaho caller, Les? Okay.
Wes from Idaho. Hello.
Oh, Wes.
Dr. Parker.
Okay,
Dr.
Wes.
Parker.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Dr. Parker, I wanted to ask if you know about the health treatment called earthing, and could you comment on it? It is soon to change entirely health care, medical treatments. It's called earthing. The American Indians spoke of it. Walking barefoot on the ground electrically, our bodies need to be in contact with the earth. We need to get our bodies balanced. Also, the Amish spend a lot of time barefoot on the ground, walking barefoot on the ground, because once again, electrically, it balances out the body. Our bodies need to be in contact with Earth.
We have a break, and I want to answer you. You stay on the line, Wes. I'll be right back after the break.
Okay. Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Carter Passage, and on the last caller, Wes from Idaho, I'm in total agreement on the earthing. And the thing is that that was done centuries ago, and people didn't pay much attention to it, except whole cultures were made around it in terms of the magnetism of the Earth. It's a very positive force, and what was very sad in around the 70s and 80s, when the Gaia movement and the Gaia people started to twist that good magnetism of the earth in healing, and particularly walking barefoot, which was done by the American Indians for a long time. In fact, the moccasins even had the symbols of the various kinds of forces which they understood. And Isaac Newton had in some of his writings the process of where he was determining a suggestion of gravity, but actually gravity was a form of alchemy, and was based upon the various metals being able to conform to forms of gravity, and then that gravity turned into symbols, which came into the zodiac, and hence the development of medical astrology, which is where I ran across very valuable philosophical stones concerning that. So I think Western Idaho has presented us with very positive information, and I thank him for the call. The thing I wanted to get to is the where we were heading on the Bitcoin blockchain, which is determining value of people on Earth and currency, and this is where the digital currencies are best are passing $50 billion in value as of the past 2 days, and they're already taking the value of currency and placing it into different forms of what is called a decentralized ledger. Now, these decentralized ledgers of computerization that the Bitcoin transactions are placed in sections, in other words, they are in blocks. These are actually bundles of transactions. And the way, for instance, our government has foreign assets having any United States tax obligation in terms of the present of value, they would want, for instance, I'm supposed to figure out what the, for what my transaction is on the invention of stem cell advancements versus new pancreas islet cells as they've been contaminated by various named compounds in the drinking water. Now, you ask yourself, how can you decentralize a ledger and putting the different transactions in certain bundles to be able to give value for the new currency? And that's quite real, because what's happening is that they're asking it to happen, but do you have a price fluctuation? In other words, you can have a smaller digital currency, which is called a Litecoin, and that's already started. In other words, you can have a market cap that's running at about $1.5 billion against a Bitcoin's $29 billion as it is. It's called a soft fork. It's called a segregated witness. In other words, if you have a transaction that you have in certain forms that appear, like to say, smaller in one batch, which is separate as a bundle, which is separate from the next bundle, which is how you get the word a blockchain, because each block of transactions are separate from the other, but they all connect with each other. So in other words, the value is not increasing or decreasing, but only on that block. So that's called, so another form of currency is called a Litecoin, and that Litecoin would fluctuate the market within the bigger market by billions of dollars. So in other words, you've got $29 billion, you have $1.6 billion on your light chain. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and we're just getting warmed up as to what your value really is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Make sure I get Mark from Florida. Thank you very much for calling the show, Mark. Thank you for holding.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me in, Doctor, and I hope I'm keeping with where you're going with the, I suppose, the cryptocurrency. My question is concerning Puerto Rico, and if they were to attempt to achieve statehood and join the Union of States, would that force, where would that force the IRS to relocate to any outlying territories?
What about the IRS relocating to Puerto Rico?
Well, no, from Puerto Rico, if it becomes an actual state of the Union, wouldn't they have to relocate to a different outlying territory?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, Puerto Rico is another... In my opinion, for years has been like a politically correct, don't talk about Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican ladies, they've got a temper, you know, that's what you hear, you know, for all these years. And Puerto Rico has been bankrupt for a long time. And they have the whole aspect of Puerto Rico is the United States Congress that said, well, we're going to take Puerto Rico's debt and just absorb it. The American government has been very generous with Puerto Ricans coming into the United States. And in fact, that became a problem in terms of, this goes back before President, it was just at the beginning of President John Kennedy's tenure. And people don't realize it, but even though Fidel Castro had taken over Cuba, the Batista family, when they left Cuba, Batista took his brother out of the cemetery. They moved all their family on a plane with the caskets and the rest of it and flew into the sunset. And Puerto Rico has always been satellite area for the United States government for many reasons. What the public doesn't know is that, like it or not, there's a UFO base on Puerto Rico. And also there's a UFO base on the Pacific side of the cusp of Mexico. There's another UFO base which is located off of Cuba. And these are strange happenings, you know, that the public's not supposed to know about. Cables that go under the sea and things, all kinds of things going on, which the public has been in denial for so many years that a lot of the treaties that have been made to keep these satellite areas in operation and keep in touch. That was one thing Fidel Castro wouldn't, you know, he kept to himself, and that was one of the, even though he accused President Kennedy of wanting to invade his country and that type of story. But all of that was a base that came out, not of Guantanamo, but it came out of Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico has been kind of a satellite area where you can go to Puerto Rico. Have you been to Puerto Rico?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was on in the Navy, and our evaporators broke down, and instead of doing St. Thomas, we had to go to Puerto Rico and return it.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. That's it's a quasi-military area, you know, and it's always
correct,
favorable to the United States, and so the thing. So there, it's like a write-off. And so when you're not really a citizen of the United States, if you're from Puerto Rico, it's a nice country. In fact, it's shocking to me that that it's in debt the way it is. I think it's the way it's run, to tell you the truth. That's what I think about it. Because it's a beautiful country. I mean, I think. And, but it's the IRS jurisdictions, their districts are determined by them based upon the convenience for them, but most of it's federal court controlled. And this is, I just realized how important your question is, too, for something else. You know, on Wednesday, Mark, the Wednesday of this week, the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court is going to be ruling on Elizabeth Warren's formation of the CFPB, which is a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it was created under the guise of controlling people's money via the Dodd-Frank Legislation Reform Act, and actually her formation of these subprime loans for the protection of the Consumer Financial Bureau was something that was a very socialistic activity that President Obama wanted her to do. And, of course, it's hypocrisy. It's not politics. If you were to listen to Elizabeth Warren, you know, I'm surprised she taught at Harvard. It's just shocking, really. And the thing is, the fact that that they consider this a socialist activity, that it is the base of all the debts that are accumulated to protect the consumer. Well, Puerto Rico is in that CFPB, and that's going to be a judge. That's going to go into the panel in the Washington Circuit again. So you have there's a 2-1 panel of the United States Courts of Appeals that agreed that the argument that the director of the CFPB has unilateral authority, of which, you know, Puerto Rico would be into that, so it has to do with the debt. Now, she's claiming that, Elizabeth Warren's claiming that, of course, that is a balance of the debt that's coming in the other way, in terms of all consumers in the United States are to pay Puerto Rico's debts. I find that to be absolutely insane. That's my view. That's the way it is. I'm glad you asked the question. That's going to be a big deal. Now, this is Elizabeth Warren who claims that she has Indian heritage because of a portrait in her family's home where the guy had high cheeks. True. That's what she said.
Well, he had high cheeks. It's in the picture.
Yeah, it's in the picture. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It's really a stupid story. That's the insanity of it. She was on a committee, the Intelligence Committee, in terms of interviewing the new tax administrator that's on the cabinet for President Trump. And she was upset at the idea of the Glass-Steagall Act and from Dodd-Frank was she was upset that the tax guy that is on the cabinet, he's saying, well, it wasn't, you know, the Glass-Steagall Act and the Dodd-Frank were not about separation, they were about value. And she said, well, you were supposed to have this bill out today, you put it in, that you're going to separate the banks. Well, I don't know if the public's asleep or not, but she's formed the CFPB to break up the banks. Yeah.
Well, instead of the Fannie also,
and then have the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have the other as a formation of another mortgage system. But what she doesn't tell the public is that President Obama took out $52 billion out of Fannie Mae, which was part of a Puerto Rican debt, by the way. That was the real reason. That's what I'm trying to get to. It was the real reason they dislodged the $52 million debt from Puerto Rico, owned the United States, was the fact that they took that money and put it in Obamacare to make it float. That was part of Obama's socialistic plan about the inequality of society. I'm not joking. Those are the things. All of it's based on everybody's inequality. We're supposed to pay for, no, not for 50 million refugees. We're supposed to pay for 500 million refugees. I talked about that before on the show as a real figure the public's not supposed to know. We have 300, what is it, 80 million, 50 million in the country. Where in the hell are we going to put 50 million people? You see?
Well, it also seems that the treaties with China would need to be modified depending on what direction Puerto Rico goes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because China, what they want for their debt, we owe them, what is it, 67% of everything they were coming. That's another reason for the Bitcoin. You see what I mean? This is what I'm trying to get to. We're trying to get into the values if you're totally right. Because so China says, well, since you don't have the money, you only have $200 billion. What the hell is $200 billion? There are people walking around that have that in their bank account. There are more people, but it's all fake money. And this is how Madoff got away with his thing, where they have that new movie about Madoff. And the thing is that, yes, they say, well, China says, well, if you don't have the money, we want your real estate. And that's exactly what they asked for. We want your real estate. We want to have access to 1/3 of your real estate. We want 1/8 of your water supply, which you already have, which China already has, and then for the covering debt. But on top of that, they're saying, well, if Hillary Clinton can make a 22% deal on uranium, on spent uranium going to Russia, we want 30%. and President Trump told him to shove it up his rear. So the thing comes down to, and that happened only a few weeks ago. So you're asking a pertinent question, a real personal question, a pertinent question. No, you see, all of these shell games that are going on, the public doesn't know about them. They go out and protest, and I don't think they have an idea what the hell they're protesting about. That's just my opinion. That is my opinion. You know? That's what I say.
Well, they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. But Bitcoin, in the past 45 days, has doubled in quote-unquote value.
Beg your pardon?
It's a Bitcoin has, in the past 45 days, has doubled in its value.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. That's what I'm getting to. Absolutely, yeah. And on top of that, what you're going to have, if you go into the Bitcoin blockchain, which is a decentralized ledger, and you have the process where you can protect your transactions, that's what the problem is. It's trying to protect the transactions. And how are you going to... how are you going to put the value on that when you don't have any currency, except it's digital? See, and
I'm guessing it would be based on a say an ounce of gold will buy you two goats. They'll have to
something
compare
close.
It like that, I suppose.
No, you're right. This is that's the point. Yes, you're absolutely right, and. You know what the government's really after here? They don't want to tell the public, really. Is the fact that they want a guaranteed income for everyone. Yeah.
It's not
just
possible.
Think about it. Yeah. And so the way what you're talking about in terms of gold is totally closed, because most gold is going to sold through the exchange-traded funds, the ETFs. So in other words, if you... in the real world, somebody says, well, we want a certain number of millions of dollars from you because they just assume that's in the bank, you know, and it is. But the whole point is how do you transfer that when you have the new reporting requirements for the fact of overseas the currency, which has to be in digital form? See? And you know, what do you say? How do you do that? Do you give the government says, "Well, that's fine because we're going to take the funds," and then they just don't say they're going to give you credit. What they're saying is that the money that you're getting, we're going to give you American dollars, but it's not going to be worth anything because the new American, you take a look at the hundred. As I keep coming back to it, the new $100 bill, they're telling you ahead of time. They're telling you ahead of time on the unit system. It's all going to be based on the unit system. Well, what's the unit system based on? It's based on what we've been talking about in terms of the value of the person versus the value of society and what you put in. And they'll all be by units. So this is big. This is a big value system. It means that everyone on this earth will not have an ATM machine. You know, for instance. And what do you think about that, Mark?
I'm just happy to hop on my FZ1 and do 120 mile an hour every now and then. I don't know, Doctor. It's going to be a fun ride.
That's a legitimate question. I really mean it. You know, this is big time stuff. It comes down to the value of the human being versus the value of the unit. Now, you know, if you, and I know what you're saying, but you have. Elizabeth Warren coming in going on this Wednesday. She's going to have a governor of the Federal Circuit, and says, "Well, I'm making money, $109 million in fines against a company that participated in a kickback scheme." Well, guess who owns the company? See it. So this is where the corruption comes in, see? And this Congress is trying to figure out where and how to monetize the corruption. And they have figured it out. We're going to give everybody free health care. and on the single payer health care, and we're going to guarantee income for everyone. That's a fact. You know where your tip off was? And I think they had the Miss America Universe contest, and Miss America said, it's a privilege for health care, it's not a right. Now that's what she said, all right? Which happens to be true, by the way. You know what Miss America had to do in terms of, she had to reverse it, or they wouldn't give her the crown. Isn't that something?
Yeah, she was banished.
Yeah.
Listen, Mark, thank you, Doctor.
Thank you a lot for listening and calling the program. We talked about something real important. Have a good day.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I have to apologize to my listeners. I haven't been able to physically go into the email to my program on RBN, Parker Pathways. The thing is, not because I'm ignoring you, because I always make a point of responding to listeners in terms of some people ask similar questions, and I put it in block answers for the next show, and work it through. No one gets ignored. People ask to get into the prayer wheel, and of course, I can't add days to what I miss on the 28-day prayer wheel, but I make sure you get in again. And Mark from Florida, I had a sense that I wanted to give to him before the break happened. He was saying how the value of bitcoins has increased. It has increased the estimate in financial markets based upon what the Chinese are doing and the Greeks are doing. It's about 90% since President Trump took office. And the reason for that is because, it's, in my opinion, is because of the uncertainty in the market. But you have the general market uncertainty is really the reason for a lot of this digital work. But this isn't going to pass. Just disappear. This is an investment currency within the value of what you have on a human life. And so the Greece has been using that the Bitcoin for since the banking crisis. Most banks don't have currency in Greece, and it's very close to that in Italy. And of course, the Bitcoin is in China is on as for controlling capital. And I wanted to make that statement because Mark brought up a very, very solid position. And I just wanted to make that that particular statement to jump into what he was saying, and that ties into a Senate Bill 2040, and that was passed by Congress while you were asleep, and it's for justice against the sponsors of terrorism, and this is the theme that President Trump put in Saudi Arabia. And that's what the Saudis are interested in, is the financing of terrorism. That's where the control is going to be. To have the Bitcoin that is for the terrorists is in the form of resources. In other words, the value of water and food is the main thrust. That's what they want to attack. That's what they want people like myself to help Uncle Sam to prevent that. And to have ways to protect the water in a good way. But you see, the interesting part I want to observe and say, history has been made with President Trump with his country trips and what he's going to do. But keep in mind that his trade, in terms of economic depletion, it's called, we give them natural gas, and in terms, because their oil supply is different, but they're in a new business now. They're in the business of growing food and have water and excesses. They're into diamond mining. They're into a priceless conserve of what to do with sand and how to convert it to another material. They're into that. And in terms that they want to protect that. So the thing is that what we have is that the human value in the Bitcoin is what we're talking about today in the real world. So the whole thing, it just happens that I stepped on a rock of stem cell research and other kinds of research to enhance the human condition. And so this brings me, and this is my personal view, in terms of the metaphysics of it. In other words, your life can be influenced by things that you do, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that what your belief system is, if you're intuitively guided by what your soul is maturing into adulthood, the soul it could be predestined to be positive or negative based on previous karma. You could have an exception where, according to the metaphysicians, that a higher soul could be forgiving of a soul who acts negatively towards them, and putting an end to the repetitive karmic circle lifetime after lifetime. It could be in that way. In terms of that, I'm saying, and I'm laying on the table, that the soul, if you have the person, then does the soul...